It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tom Brady reportedly retired. Tony, have you ever thought about retiring?
Tony Kornheiser, not in the least 6 minutes.
Oh, six
maybe
minutes.
8 minutes ago,
okay.
But not 6 minutes ago or
okay.
5 minutes ago.
All right.
You know, but maybe halfway through the show. That's a real possibility. Halfway
you know,
through.
Many times
welcome
you
to PTI,
talked about
boys and girls.
To me, my God.
In today's episode, the Rams beat the Niners. Tom Brady, as we said, apparently retires, and Rafa Nadal is the first to 21. But we begin today with the more surprising result from yesterday's two great games, the Bengals beating the Chiefs in overtime in Kansas City. The Chiefs had won 11 of their last 12 games, including 8 in a row at home. Plus, the Chiefs were up 21-3 yesterday. So, Wilbon, should we celebrate the Bengals or crush the Chiefs?
Tony, already, even though it's been fewer than 24 hours, I've been engaged, you know, particularly in my own text chats with crushing the Chiefs. So I'm going to move on. I'm tired of that already. And by the way, I think it's kind of overstated. Let's get some credit to the Bengals. Huh? A lot of credit to the Bengals. Yeah, you know, we can keep looking back at what Mahomes didn't do, what Andy Reid didn't do. No, the Bengals were down and down 21-3. You and I are saying, eh? How long are we going to stay with this? How long is this going to go on? And all of a sudden, you get a run, you get a pick, you get a drive. And the Cincinnati Bengals, Tony, they're fun to watch. They're even fun to root for. And I wasn't rooting for them particularly, but they're exciting. They're daring. They got talented players who seem to have guts. I'm tired of the word resilient because it doesn't even apply in this situation. They got after another team and got in them and didn't fear them even though they were on the road. I thought it was a great win. I want to praise the Cincinnati Bengals.
This makes me so happy because 3 weeks ago you sat in that chair and you said Cincinnati's the stupidest team in the NFL and there's no way they'll ever win a playoff game. So
dumb,
your turnaround.
Stupid.
Right.
Yes, all those things. Yes, all of them.
So your turnaround makes me happy. I'm going to tell people a story about you and me. It's 21-3 yesterday and I get on the phone and I call you. God forbid you should take my call. So I just leave the following message. I go, look. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, and for one regular season game, I would probably take Aaron Rodgers. But Patrick Mahomes is the best, Mike. He's the best football player in the world.
Yeah, I kept
he's
that
the
voicemail.
Best, and I say the final score is going to probably be like something like 40-15, and then, ooh, the second half happened.
Yeah, started with
and
oops.
I need to know something, Mike.
Yeah.
I need to know who that guy was in the second half. Was he hurt? Did something happen? Because the change in Patrick Mahomes was remarkable. He starts out, Mike, 17 of 19 and 3 touchdown passes. His next 20 are 9 out of 20 with 2 picks. He has the first 3 drives, he produces 3 touchdowns. The next 8 produce just 3 points. I don't know what happened there.
If you
I don't know what happened.
If you listen to people who play the game, and they talk about adjustments, they identify, all of them identify the same adjustment definitively. That Cincinnati changed his defense and said, okay, instead of trying to rush you and going past you, we're gonna rush 3 people and we are going to cover people until the cows come home and you won't be able to find them. And therefore, Tony, it sounds right
because
he's back there patting it and he can't find anybody.
Let me ask you a question. Then where is the adjustment by the offensive coordinator and the head coach? Where are those adjustments when this happens? There's 2 things stood out to me in that game, Mike, 2. One, Joe Burrow made 2 plays with his feet in the second half, avoiding sacks, got first downs, and you know I love Burrow. And the second thing was the arrogance of the Kansas City Chiefs at the end of the first half to not take the field goal, to not go up 24-10, to run this bad play that had no chance with 5 seconds to go. That arrogance cost them.
You mean like the arrogance when you win one Super Bowl? You mean like that?
The dynasty
of one.
You mean
like the dynasty of one? I can dine out on that for another year. And by the way, I don't even root against Kansas City. I mean, I like them. I'm really making fun. I'm mocking all the clowns who had this being a dynasty after one Super Bowl. Dynasty. of one. Let's move to the NFC Championship game where the Rams snuck by the Niners. Matthew Stafford shook off years of lioness to lead L.A. to 3 fourth-quarter scoring drives, but he also threw a balloon ball that Niners safety Jaquiski Tartt said and thought, quote, "Oh, yeah, he bleeped up. We're about to win this game. I don't know how I dropped it," close quote. Tartt blamed himself, Tony. Is it as simple as that to you?
It's probably the easiest interception in recorded history.
Probably.
And he dropped the ball. Would it change everything? I don't know about that. Because then you hand the ball back to Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't know that that necessarily changes the narrative of the game. I'm pretty sure about this. I'm pretty sure that had that pass been intercepted, Matthew Stafford looks at himself and goes, "What did I do?" And maybe the ghosts of all those bad games with the Lions come back to haunt them. But I don't know. It's still a 3-point game. It's a close game. Are the 49ers going to score there? I don't know that. They're on their own 35-yard line. I don't know that they're going to go down the field and score there. Here's what I know. Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp, they had 20 catches for 255 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Niners don't have anybody quite like them. I know that.
Tony, the Niners have the best player of those three. And he was sitting on the bench sobbing after
didn't
the game.
Use him.
I know if I was didn't drafting in the playground and I had a choice of those three guys, all right, I'm taking the guy who can throw it into the end zone, run it into the end zone, or catch it in the end zone. But
didn't use him.
I agree. Well, Tony, they only had like, seriously, they only had like 8 snaps, you know, late in that game or in that second half of the second of the fourth quarter. They didn't have that many snaps to get him the ball.
And a half, Mike.
Tony, they're double teaming him and they don't have the ball and you can't trust his quarterback to get him the damn ball anyway. So let's not get crazy with blame here. Tony, it's not as simple as that because I agree with you down the line about what has to happen and time remaining in a close game after you drop the pick. But, man, we've seen a lot of games like that swing, right? And they swing with momentum. And that seems to be one of those plays, Tone, that didn't happen. But, you listen, their quarterback, you couldn't trust him. Once they had possession, they were going to be running the ball anyway. And if the Rams line up to stop the run, I don't know that the Niners could have scored even then.
So we're sitting here on Friday, and I say to you on Friday, and I remember what I said. I said, if I were a betting man, I would take San Francisco in 3.5, but I would pick the Rams. And you said, we're not DraftKings. Well, I believe I had that. The Rams are not a juggernaut. They beat people very, very closely. But if you let Stafford have enough time and he doesn't throw a soul-crushing pick and he has numbers like 31 out of 45 for 337.
Great numbers.
They got a chance.
And a pick.
And by the way, they're in it. They're in the Super Bowl, which one of us had in March. We turn now to Tom Brady, who we think is retiring. He is reported to be retiring, and yet he is also reported to have not completely decided on retiring. Wilbon, are you convinced Brady is retiring?
No, I don't care that much. I mean, Tom Brady's a fixture. He's a fixture in the life of an old person like me. Tom Brady playing quarterback for a third of my life. And so he's around. If he's around come August, I say, oh, well, there's Tom Brady. He's back where he's always been. If he's not there, it's time because he's almost 50 years old. So this story's not going to consume me. I'm sure it's consuming a lot of people like you. And Tony, he's the greatest ever doing what he passed all my greatest. My greatest were Joe Montana and John Elway. Those were my great. He passed them. He waved to them. Okay, so to me, this is like he's at a point in his life where he ought to retire and do what he wants to do with the rest of it.
Yeah, well, what I thought he always wanted to do was play football forever and ever and ever. So I will say this. If he's not retired, there's an easy fix. You go out there and you say the following thing or you type it somewhere where people can read it. I'll be with Tampa Bay next year. I'm Tampa Tom. I'll see you next year. We haven't heard anything like that. And we've seen, as a matter of fact, his former teammates say, on this network, he's retired. So I'm going to assume he's retired. And it is a stunner for me, Mike, because this year at 44 years old, he completed passes for more yards and more touchdowns than anybody in football, which is unbelievable at 44 years old. The last time we saw him, he took his team from down 27-3 to where they should have been in overtime if anybody covered Cooper Kupp. Okay? That's what we saw. He did his job. There's nothing to indicate to people like me that he should retire. So, Mike, if he does retire, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe he's hurt. Maybe those third down sacks in the playoffs got to him. Maybe he thought,
I better get out now. Maybe he's just had enough.
He's never had enough before. Never.
Before. So, in other words, to satisfy you, he's supposed to play at least 75. Let me just say this.
No,
who had a better ending?
Because he's the greatest team athlete ever.
Who had a better ending? Elway or Tom? Better ending.
Well, Elway won on the way out.
Thank you.
So it has to be Elway.
Yes, it
does. We'll get to that at some point in this show, I believe. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Raiders hired Josh McDaniels. Should we expect a big difference from when he coached the Broncos?
Yeah, go ahead, 12. Why don't you go out there? Why don't you play for him? And is Rafael Nadal's Aussie Open title diminished without his main rivals even being there? Maybe the desert is someplace.
Tom Brady's the greatest team sport athlete ever. You just personally hate him. He's the greatest ever.
You said you.
Seven and ten.
I don't say that. Six and ten.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Lexus. Experience amazing.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Mail time. You put in the effort to ask us questions when you could just Google, come to your own conclusions.
Mail time. Just ask Siri.
Are you convinced that Josh McDaniels will be a better head coach with the Raiders than he was with the Broncos?
No. No. Why would I? Why should I be? What's he done? He's been a great assistant coach. There's some guys. There's a list of guys. Tony, we know a lot of them. Who have been great, great, great assistant coaches. They have helped the guy in the big office win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, they're assistant coaches like that. You know, in this town, you and I got to cover four Washington team, Washington football Super Bowl trips. And Richie Pettibone, who nobody even knows right now. I mean, Joe Gibbs wouldn't have been sitting in the Hall of Fame perhaps that yellow jacket without the assistant coach, but he was a failure as a head coach. This is the way that often works. So to Josh McDaniel, no, there's no reason to think that. He may do it, but there's no reason to anticipate it.
Yeah, I'm going to name another one, too. Joe Bugle, a great assistant coach.
Yes,
not a great head coach. No, I don't have any particular confidence in McDaniels doing it. I think it's a lovely irony that he's going back to the same division where he was before, but now he gets Mahomes and he gets Justin Herbert, and for all we know, he gets Aaron Rodgers. Let's look at the people who Bill Belichick sent out of New England to be head coaches. Crennel, Weiss, Mangini, Flores, Bill O'Brien, Patricia, Joe Judge. Any of them great? Any of them coaching right now?
No.
So no.
One is
when this guy turned down Indianapolis, I didn't even know that he was going to get another job at some point. So I don't have any particular confidence. I wish him well, but I don't know.
Next letter.
Do you discount the Aussie Open win by Rafael Nadal because it came without Roger Federer or Novak Djokovic in the field?
Well, no, because they're all going to come without Federer. I mean, Federer is a whisper. I mean, it's done. Roger's going to be 41 sometime this summer. I think, no, it's done.
He's done.
So now we're talking about Nadal. Who Tony looked, I mean, that match yesterday, and you know this because you watched it, that was unbelievable. It was. The word epic is used too often, but this was epic. But no, you don't. You can't say that Joker is going to win and play in everything because there are injuries. I mean, people miss time. So, there's no asterisk, if you will, behind this victory for Rafa Nadal. I don't think you think that either, do you?
I'm going to go further. I'm going to say it's his greatest win ever. He's down 2-love. He hasn't come back from 2-love since 2007. He's down to a guy 10 years younger and seated higher. He's down to a guy whose best surface is hard court, and it is not Nadal's best surface. All right, what Nadal did, he now gets to 21. Nobody's at 21 but him. He's alone in the box at 21. And now Djokovic needs 2 to pass him. And now Nadal has 2 at the Aussie, 2 at Wimbledon, 2 at the U.S. Open. So he repeated. You can't say it was fluky. He gets to go back to France where he's got 13. And he's so easy to root for. Honestly, Mike, I was totally captivated by that. Yeah. And I think it's his greatest win ever at his age.
Tony, I do. I was excited about this yesterday like you. But, Tone, probably Joker's going to wind up with 24 or 25. Now, look, Nadal may get there, too.
He may.
They may duel at 24. Right. You know what I'm saying? But this is not over. It's not over.
I like Nadal's chances to get to 22 at the clay better than Djokovic's by a little bit. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come. Did the U.S. men really dominate Canada, as I read?
And do the Sixers have any shot of beating Ja and the Grizzlies with Joel Embiid resting tonight? Are you serious? Joel Embiid's not going to play? I mean, he's the favorite to win the MVP. Right now,
Every
Joel Embiid.
Every time I attack him, you tell me to shut up.
Yeah, well, now you shut up. Now I'm attacking him.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 75th birthday, Nolan Ryan. Out of tiny Alvin, Texas, Ryan became the all-time strikeout leader and the career leader in no-hitters with 7. Ryan came up with the Mets and was on their 1969 World Championship team. From there, Ryan went to the Angels for 8 years and the hometown Astros for 9. He pitched until he was 46 years old, and he ended up with 324 victories. His prodigious fastball was named Von Ryan's Express after the movie. Ryan isn't the only Hall of Fame baseball player born on January 31st. Indeed, Ernie Banks was born on this day 91 years ago, and Jackie Robinson was born on this day 103 years ago.
Wow, it's hard to get a birthday with bigger, more important names than those three, Tony. By the way, Ryan, older than Tom Brady, doing his thing. Still blowing away youngsters when he left, was he not? I know how much you loved Ryan. I know you loved him.
Do. Love him. You see his picture behind me. Happy anniversary, John Elway. On this day 23 years ago, Elway played his last football game, leading the Denver Broncos to their second straight Super Bowl championship, beating the Falcons 34-19. Elway was named Super Bowl MVP and retired afterwards. Elway, who was Wilbon's favorite football player, is the only player ever to retire after being named MVP of the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning and Jerome Bettis retired after winning Super Bowls, but they weren't MVPs that year. Elway walked away perfectly. Of course, we don't know if Elway now thinks he walked away early or if Tom Brady will think he walked away a year too late.
Tom Brady's the GOAT. I'm not going to begin to argue against that. But let's see Tom Brady win some Super Bowls with the amount of talent that John Elway had. Those first three Super Bowls, John Elway had John Elway. Tom Brady never played on a team without talent like Elway did without talent. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but not with great talent like some other guys have had.
That's true, too.
Happy trails to yesterday's World Cup qualifier for the U.S. men. The United States national team lost to Canada 2-0 yesterday in Ontario. It's the first time Canada's beaten the U.S. in a World Cup qualifier in, 42 years. U.S. coach Greg Berhalter said, among other things, quote, "It's hard for me to remember a performance away from home this dominant without getting a result," unquote. Berhalter also said, quote, "They couldn't handle our physicality," unquote. Making you wonder if Berhalter glanced up at the score. The U.S. outshot Canada 13-8 and possessed the ball far longer. So what? The next qualifier is against Honduras on Wednesday in St. Paul.
I mean, Tony, what does he want? Does he want it to be judged? Does he want us to be like figure skating? Then go to the Winter Olympics. What a dopey thing to say.
That was my feeling.
Unbelievable.
It's 2-0.
Win the game, dude.
What are you talking about exactly?
Win the game.
And a bonus happy trails to our director, Tom Howard. Tom's been the man who's called the shots in the control room since day one, and now he's retiring. He's younger than I am, so what the hell am I still doing working here? For more than 20 years, Tom has taken all the pieces to our daily puzzle, made them look and sound great on the air. We are indebted for everything he's done to make this show what it's been, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that it doesn't all go to hell without him. Tom grew up in Iowa, but for some reason has decided he'd rather retire to Florida. So eat it, Midwest.
You know?
Wilbon, very generous of you to buy him that mega yacht as a going away present. Very generous.
A little less than a yacht. As I said to him earlier, Tony, for the going away party that you didn't get to, I said, thanks for making Tony and me look good on television for 20 years. That alone is worth a whole lot more than a cake, maybe a yacht. And by the way, did he ever direct from the attic? I forgot to ask that. Tom ever been in the attic to direct a show?
Tom has not been in the attic, but in Tom's previous life, he was director of a show in Baltimore where Oprah Winfrey
started. I know.
Started.
How about that?
And he also directed a show the first time I was ever on television called Equal Time. So I go back a long way with Tom, and it's a smart move not to retire to Iowa where it's minus 4,000 every single day. Take those golf clubs to Iowa. You'll never use them.
Come to
Let's
Arizona.
Go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Ash Barty became the first Australian woman to win their Open in 44 years. I am sure you're impressed.
Tony, she beat Danielle Collins, the American who'd been playing really well, 3-7-6. So, yes, you have to be impressed with Ash Barty, who's, you know, she's on top of the sport right now. Auburn's new OC, Austin Davis, resigned already, citing personal reasons. Your thoughts, Tony?
I don't know what to make of this. Personal reasons are personal reasons. He just got there last month, and now he's gone. What are you supposed to say? Joe Ingles of the Jazz suffered a torn ACL. That's a big loss,
Huge
right?
Huge double loss, Tony. He can't play for them, and he's an important part of a team that has aspirations. And now it's almost impossible to trade him, given that he's got this injury and they had talked about him, checked into trading him. Huge loss for Utah. Duke and Notre Dame. Number 9, Duke. Tonight, who you got?
Who are among our favorite coaches of all time? Digger Phelps when he coached at Notre Dame and Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. You're asking me to pick. I know Digger doesn't coach now, but you're asking me to pick between two people I like a lot. So I'd probably say Duke, because my daughter-in-law went there. Last one, Grizzlies at Sixers tonight, but not your boy Joel Embiid. Who you got?
No Embiid, seriously? I mean, Ja might have rained doom on the Sixers with Embiid. Without him, I got to think they're going to be favorite in this game. It was must-watch TV, so the top two are top guys for MVP. Now, a little less so.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. No Embiid! Now,
you should try to direct the show, Wilbon.
No.
You're back in D.C.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.